This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, CMG, Petitioner Appellant versus BMC, Respondent Respondent, ORC, Minor and State of Missouri, Dept of Social Services, Family Support Division, Respondent Respondent, decided February 25th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District, CMG I, Petitioner Appellant, number ED112716. Versus appeal from the Circuit Court BMC of Jefferson County, number 23JEDR0777, respondent, respondent, ORC, Honorable Shannon R. Dougherty, minor, filed February 25th, 2025, and State of Missouri, DPT of Social Services, Family Support Division, respondent, respondent. Petitioner CMG appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Jefferson County, dismissing his petition for a declaration of non-paternity and other relief for failure to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. Petitioner challenged his acknowledgement of paternity and the resulting judgment of paternity and support based on material mistake of fact, because petitioner has failed to set forth any set of facts that, if proved, would entitle him to relief. We affirm the trial court's judgment dismissing the petition. 2. Factual and procedural background. Mother BMC gave birth to the minor child on June 15, 2018. Mother was pregnant when she met petitioner, and at that time she told him the name of another man whom she stated was the biological father of her unborn child. Thus, petitioner knew that mother was pregnant by another man before he and mother began dating and before they engaged in sexual intercourse with one another. Knowing these facts at the time, petitioner and mother signed an affidavit acknowledging paternity of the child pursuant to section 210-823 RSMO. 2016, naming petitioner as the father. 1. Some mother and petitioner ended their relationship when the child was 13 months old. On April 18, 2021, the Missouri Department of Social Services Family Support Division, the division, served petitioner with a notice and finding of financial responsibility. Petitioner did not set forth objections and did not request a hearing within the time frame allowed by law, and thus was in default. On September 29, 2021, the division issued a default administrative order regarding support of the child. The division found petitioner to be the child's presumed or legal father pursuant to section 210.823 because he had signed an affidavit acknowledging paternity, and the division determined that petitioner owed a duty of support to the child. The division ordered petitioner to pay $355 per month in child support beginning in May 2021 and entered further medical support orders against petitioner. The division filed the administrative order in the Circuit Court of Jefferson County on October 13, 2021. Petitioner did not seek judicial review of the division's administrative order. 1. The record is silent regarding the date petitioner signed the affidavit acknowledging paternity. However, we can infer that he signed the affidavit sometime between the child's birth on June 15, 2018, and the date of the division's administrative order issued September 29, 2021. 2. All statutory references are to RSMO, 2016. 3. On October 12, 2023, petitioner filed a petition in the trial court pursuant to section 210.1854. Petitioner asked the court to 1. Declare that he is not the father of the child. 2. Set aside the 2021 judgment of paternity and support. 3. Set aside his acknowledgement of paternity of the child made pursuant to section 210.823. 4. Extinguish the child support arrearage as to the child. And 5. Direct the state's Bureau of Vital Records to modify the child's birth certificate. Petitioner alleged evidence exists which was not considered before the entry of judgment and requested a court order for genetic paternity testing. He challenged the acknowledgement of paternity and resulting judgment of paternity and support on the basis of material mistake of fact, alleging, inter alia, that the following evidence was not considered. 1. Mother told him when she was pregnant that another man was the child's biological father, and 2. Mother was pregnant with the child before she and petitioner dated or had sexual intercourse. The division filed a motion to dismiss the petition on the basis that the petition was untimely filed and that it failed to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. 3. The trial court granted the division's motion, finding the petition failed to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. 4. Petitioner filed a motion to reconsider, which the court also denied. this appeal follows. Discussion. In 2 points on appeal, petitioner challenges the trial court's dismissal of his petition for failure to state a claim upon which relief may be granted. Petitioner contends the court misapplied and misinterpreted Section 210.854. Three petitioner also filed a motion.